This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, use the code IDS, get 33% off, free shipping worldwide, and a lifetime warranty.
IDS is also brought to you by...
Thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same-day delivery, we're sure to make a long-time customer out of you.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I from
now on.
What's going on, good people? It's your man, Furious Styles, a.k.a. formerly known as, I should say, your man, Big B. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the In Deep Show. Ideas for you, hip cats, sexy ladies.
What in the world?
Yeah, all that good shit. Hey, look, right. As y'all know, I don't do this show alone. I got crew always rocking out with me. I have with me today, the doctor.
What's up, y'all? How you doing? Let's do it.
Also have with me today, all hail, rise to your feet, the queen.
Hey, guys. Hi. Sup?
And we also have with us today, sitting in the lonely, moth-eaten...
Oh.
Chair that no one sits in.
No, that would be this one.
No, it's more that one.
Okay.
Okay. Damn. Okay. Oh, okay.
We have Josh.
What's happening?
What's going on with you, sir?
I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm good. If you good, I'm good.
I'm good. I'm sitting in the high chair all in the corner by myself, you know. It's all good.
That's all right. There's few hundred of our listeners that would love to be sitting where you are, and for no other reason than to get close to the queen.
Well, but he's super adorable though.
Oh,
he's cute.
Oh,
he look he young though. Looking, I don't even know how old, but he look real young.
I am not that young. I'm 30 in a couple months.
Well, goddamn, moisturizing works.
I got good genes, I guess.
I'm just saying. All I did right, not man. Know. I would good never have said that.
Genes. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Works. Yeah, I wouldn't even.
I mean, is there
about 27?
You know what I'm saying? Is there 26? a product regimen you using, or it really is just jeans?
It's like a whole bunch of Hennessy and gummy bear.
Well, shit, I'm halfway there.
I'm about to all say, right, y'all watch what that motherfucker eat.
Wow.
If I ate what he ate, I would be a legitimately 520 pounds.
He said Hennessy and gummy bears. Hennessy, I'm like, I ain't hear nothing else. No other substance. So.
There's not a carryout in the DMV that he has not visited at least once a day.
I ain't on Yelp yet, so I can't give you all the reviews.
Okay.
You got a high metabolism, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Well, all right. Shit.
So, how was everyone's weekend?
Whew. Oh, man. Mine was good. Mine was good. You know, the girls back in town.
I'm about to say you back to bread and water and three hots in a cot.
Yeah, well, pretty much, man. You know, my girl's back in town. Back on the schedule. What you give?
I got one question for you. You know she don't listen to the show, so you can answer this question.
Yeah, we can get down with it. Yeah, yeah.
Seriously, how long did it take for her to complain about the first thing? Like anything, just... Because usually the complaint starts off with the and then it just dot.
You know what? Actually, it wasn't her coming home. It's usually on Sunday I go do the grocery shop. That's how it always is. When I go do the grocery shopping, she always has these little fucking special things that she wants, not just the ordinary shit. She wants a Pepperidge Farm 7-grain wheat bread and just little crazy shit that I know where now. Don't get me wrong. I know where the regular shit is.
Right, you just pick up Shoppers wheat and call it a day.
Exactly.
Why you taking them to Shoppers? Not Safeway? Not Giant?
That's where I go.
Oh, okay.
To Shoppers.
Oh, well, very well then. Continue. I'm sorry.
But it's always, I can never go with the list and come back and not hear one complaint about, I didn't tell you. I told you to get this.
Boo, where's the organic tomatoes?
Exactly. With the special green stripe on the side of the packaging that I asked you to get.
So she trying to give you a hint. She wants you to go to Wegmans.
Is that what it is?
Or Safeway or Giant.
Is that what it is?
Well, the Safeway by you, maybe.
We in PG County. There ain't no Whole Foods.
Oh, ain't no Whole Foods out here.
Nah, boo.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. See, what y'all fail to realize is I fuck up on purpose sometimes.
It ain't working for you.
But it's not. But my whole thing is, if you're having problems with what I get, take your ass to the fucking Shoppers and get shit.
It ain't working now, for you.
It's not right. That's why I fuck up more and more every time.
And with that ideology, Queen, he's trying to tell you he needs you to do the stories because.
No, you don't.
But I tell you though, I have fun doing it. I mean, every time I get shopping and shopping, I like that shit. I like doing it. I swear to God, I have fun doing it because what I do is I scan the whole fucking list before I get to the store. And it's like, bam, rotisserie chicken. Damn, the spinach in the container is right here going around the corner. You get the bologna and the thick bacon and all that shit. Bam, 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 bam. What I hate is getting to the end of the list and forgetting something. I got to go all the way back down the other end of the store to get it.
Sound like we need to bring Supermarket Sweet back, isn't it? Supermarket Sweet?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, hey. You need to bring that back. You might be good at that.
Well, there you go.
Or he won't be.
But anyway, I'm good at that shit now. I'm good. Bring my little marker.
So, yeah. I guess from his question, nothing was wrong when she came home. It was like a love fest. Everything was great. You were happy. Buddy was happy.
Mom, you know what? Mom, she came back happy with a totally different attitude, man. I don't know what the fuck happened out there in fucking Florida, man. And that shit is piquing my interest. I'm concerned about that shit.
Oh.
She came back all cheerful and shit, man.
They went to Disney.
Fuck that.
No, they went to Disney.
You know how to find out. You know how to find out, don't you?
Yeah.
You should be like, so, Kayla, what was his name, Uncle?
Uncle Woodrow.
What's
Uncle Woodrow was down there, huh?
Oh, you mean Uncle Johnny that came with us to the floor? Shh, baby, just whatever you hear tonight, just rest peacefully.
Yeah, cause man,
we're gonna be on the way to Mexico.
She's laughing
tomorrow,
at all my jokes now.
Oh,
I don't like
for
that
real?
Shit.
That's weird.
I'm telling you, man. I just say shit and she just.
Okay, oh. Can she just miss you? She was gone for like a week, almost a week.
No, oh, man.
Or maybe it was Disney, the happiest place on earth.
I'm going to double down on what he said.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. She just missed you. Mm. Or had a really great time. I'm just saying, come on. That's not real.
No. Okay.
Nobody's with me on this.
I had a real good time.
You had a real good time.
In the loyal region.
You had a real
great
time.
Oh.
No.
Okay. All right, then. Well,
something happened now.
Did you say how was my weekend? My weekend was
finished, man. I ain't fucking finished. Something
what
happened.
What else do you have to say?
Fucking Orlando, and I'm gonna fucking find out too. But you know what? I ain't even gonna do no investigation. I'm gonna let my baby tell me, slowly but surely.
I'm sure she just had
you know
a good
saying?
Time. Don't be all weird.
Nah, fuck.
You know what?
I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna call CSI. Special Crimes Unit. What's the rest of them?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to call all of them. Somebody going to tell
private
me
investigator?
Something. Call Andy Anderson.
Who?
Anthony Anderson. He's on one of the motherfuckers, too.
Anthony. Blackish? Who are we talking about?
No, he was on one of the CSI shows, man.
She just had a great time and missed you. We can't. Okay.
All right. Well, see, that's all you females just stick up behind. That's cool. That's all cool.
Women. Ladies.
What I say?
Females. I mean,
okay.
Come on, man.
Okay. God. All you women. Women. Is that acceptable?
Women, ladies. Yes. That's.
I love you. I love you all. I love my wife too.
I know you do.
Yeah, as long as she came back happy, I'm good. I don't.
You're like
I really
don't care.
Don't
her
care.
And Mickey got it in.
And
you don't
know
even
what
give
I'm
a
saying?
Shit.
Her Mickey fucking what's the
Bell
the rat?
Ooh,
that's Mickey, the duck.
Donald,
and the dog Goofy.
Goof. You know what? Stop.
Pluto. If all up.
Right.
Pluto. Oh, you know the dogs. Yeah, that's probably was the one right there. Damn Pluto. But anyway, man, lost, you know, they came back happy and black as shit. They was like two shades black of both of them.
Being outside, uh-huh. By the pool, at the resort.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen. Wait, is it Josh or is it my turn? Because, I don't know.
I'm done.
Is he going to hit us with morning?
We got a thing going on.
I'm just saying, I would have been impressed with it. It's morning.
No.
Okay, whatever. All right,
that was one of my favorite jokes, too.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah, waiting on you.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's my turn now.
I mean, you've been saying that for the last.
I was trying to help him out so he can get out of where
gone
he was.
Gone
I ain't
there.
Do nothing this weekend. I just chilled.
Oh, goddamn.
I mean, I just chilled.
Okay.
That was pretty much it.
All right.
Joshua.
Josh Wynn, actually.
Damn. Is it government time?
You know what I'm saying? The whole shit out there.
Josh.
There we go. J-Dub. See?
Josh.
J-Dub. There we go, man.
See, okay. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
J-Dub, what's up? Yeah. What you do this weekend? I know you had to do something.
I went to the Nats game Friday. Drank me a couple beers. A little bit of Remy here and there. And a couple more beers after that.
Dog, do you go to all the Nats games?
If it's a Friday, I'm there.
Really?
Yeah.
So... they say going to a baseball game is actually exciting.
Hell yeah.
It's fun.
I love it. Well, the thing is different for me. I love baseball, actually.
Oh, okay. So.
You see, I would have told you, roll with me. But where we go, it's called a beer pen. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like, it's like a standing room spot, but you get like free beers and shit. But it's kind of a long time to be standing. I know you ain't really hip to a whole bunch of long standing.
Yeah, you right about that shit.
Yeah.
But if ever you want to roll, there is like an area. Like if you leave out the pen, you can walk and like go sit into little sitting areas or whatever. Yeah,
they got like a little lounge, little plush, little leather couches and stuff. So if you want to roll, you can take your two beers over there, two fist them, do whatever you want.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
I mean, so it's nice. So just Friday, nothing on Saturday.
Saturday, shoot, I was recovering from Friday on Saturday. I was in and out. I can't even remember doing anything Saturday, to be honest.
Yeah, you had to go Friday. Huh?
Well, yeah, Friday after the game, my coworker's my boy. Went out, hung out with him. Got to some stuff. I don't even.
No, we need to hear these things, man.
See, I mean, I didn't get into it, but I sat out there for a couple hours while these dudes decided to shoot dice in the driveway.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Oh, you a gambling man?
No, I ain't a gambling man. I mean, I gamble.
He talking about kids' casino.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about driveway. Let's turn on the headlights on the car.
Oh.
They know who you talking about as kid.
We know who the kid is.
Oh, where?
Mm-hmm.
I kids casino.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope it was like a more than just you and him. It was a couple other people.
Well, I wasn't shooting, so he got a couple of his boys from the area. I guess they got the news. He must have sent out an APB that he was out there.
Yeah, everybody. We told him that's when we gonna be at 9:00. Right.
Yeah.
I wish you had a dice noise.
Yeah. So we just sat out there drinking, and I watched them shoot dice.
Oh, that's what's up. Dang, that's a good night, though.
Yeah.
Cool, especially man. If you ain't lose no money. Especially. You watch other people lose money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. But
you could have been winning with some side bets, though.
Yeah.
You know who to bet with.
You have to be in the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't come from, like, a whole bunch of drinking to get to the dice game. So,
but
you know,
see, I think the key to gambling is know how much you can lose and don't be mad about it.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Don't just.
Yeah, you have to have a set amount that you're bound to play with.
True.
If you lose that set amount, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't like that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you might have, like, okay, I'm going to go with, like, $500 and I'm going to do. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ooh, that didn't work. Okay, I'm going to go to the ATM real quick, or I'm going to go in my pocket with the extra money.
Yeah, first thing you could do at a casino was hit the ATM.
Right.
That's what I call murderer's row.
Hey, man.
You hit murderer's row with a casino, you in trouble.
Right, especially with the fee alone.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it, like $6?
Exactly.
That's ridiculous and rude.
You better off going somewhere and playing the penny slots all night if you want to gamble.
There you go.
Old people do it. They have a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good time too, especially when you get the free drink.
Yeah, that's true.
How about that? Just act like you're putting some money in there.
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah. Well, I wait. You know what I do is I wait till I got like my last three rolls and sit there and just play around. Wait till the bartender come around.
Okay.
Well, all right. Let's get the show going.
But excuse me, you're not gonna say how your weekend was, or
I ain't do nothing.
Okay.
I work.
Okay.
In
all
the
right.
yard.
And okay. Go.
That's it.
Let's do it.
Let's get it going. Yeah.
Check the pain I inflict like a convict. The Fulton Vicar, jump in the Acura Vigor after I stick ya. Rip ya like a razor, straight up handy with no chaser. Watch me erase ya, misplace ya. Put ya in the back with the derelicts. Yeah, I pop plenty shit, chump, I'm making hits. No time for the crack rockin' shit. Took it to another level. Now I'm getting crazy pace, getting paid from the devils. Another amateur trying to damage the pedigree of the B-I-G-G-I-E. You know it's me. Holmes, I thought you know I'm smooth as a baby's ass. Smooth as Teddy Pendergrass. Smoke the grass, get in your ass. The Brooklyn born, Teflon Dawn, record shop, getting
let's stop bandit. And niggas just can't understand it.
I just wanna live my life, cause I wanna and I need to. So don't be trying to steal my light, cause you don't know me, don't pretend to. Now I've been busy on my grind, just like you, I've been trying. I've even shed a tear or two, I swear to you.
Belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I come out the little loop, like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Y'all know all the talks right now is what's going on in the Olympics. Okay, now what I'm going to break down to y'all is the Olympic medal standings.
As whoa. I know it. Is this a spoiler? Spoiler alert?
No, as the Olympics stands right now.
Okay.
What?
No, I'm just saying because I don't know how like recent, so you have to tell people spoiler alert in case they don't know. I don't know if that's what they
well,
do.
Well, as it stands right now.
Okay, go ahead.
You know. Okay, right now.
What's up, nigga?
Oh.
Hey, bruh. Good to see you. All right.
China is holding the top with 4 golds, 2 medals, and 4 bronze.
Okay. Wait, four gold,
2 medals.
Four gold, 2 silver.
Okay.
4 bronze. That sound better?
No, that don't sound
better. Total of 10.
Okay.
That's rude, but.
What did I say?
You said 2 medals.
Oh, no, I'm saying because I don't know what it like today is, like by the time. Cause
this is from when I got the damn standards, man. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to stop.
So this is sometime between Sunday morning and Monday night.
This is sometime between fucking 3 hours ago before I got here. We started taping.
Okay, there we go. So that's this evening.
Okay, we got China. China got 4 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze with a total of 10. USA.
Why you mad about it, though? Huh? Why you being like loud and?
Because I'm trying to hurry up and get through my thing, man. Okay. Because I was held up.
Did I say what China got the gold medals in?
No, I'm not gonna say that. Okay. Because I don't have time.
I just was curious. I just was wondering.
Well, if you're curious, all you got.
That mean he don't know. But go ahead.
Google it.
Go USA.
Damn. Here we go again. USA. That's why I gotta start all over again.
USA.
I'm not starting.
USA.
USA. Okay. I got 3 gold, 6 silver. 4 bronze with a total of 13. Italy, 3 gold, 4 silver, 2 bronze with a total of 6. 9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's a little crimp in the paper, man. I can't see it.
Okay.
All right. Japan got, let me see, 3 gold, 0 silver, 7 on the bronze with a total of 10. Australia has 3 gold, 3 bronze. Okay, we total 6. Okay, hey, look, check this out. I don't know if this is a true story or not, but this is a kayaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now he was kayaking, you know, doing it. Now he's an Olympic kayaker. Now he was going down a little river or whatever, the stream and shit. Boom, boom. Apparently, there was a mattress under the bottom. Now I don't know whether this is a true story. Okay, now there was a mattress at the bottom of the motherfucking the river wherever he was kayaking from. Boom, he hit the joint, flipped over side.
Oof.
Yeah, and apparently it fucked up his time or whatever. You know.
Ooh, and he probably got all kinds of shit. SARS.
Yeah.
Zika. Cooties. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to need a tetanus shot.
That, man. I've seen some pictures of that water.
Ooh, me too. God.
Yeah.
But, ooh, I mean, come on.
It's worse than the Potomac.
Don't the Olympic people supposed to have that shit all? I mean.
No.
Yeah. There's been talks about how bad they was out there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Real bad.
How are you going to hit a mattress, though? I'm like, oh, no.
And, you know, that it's been jokes all over the internet about that shit.
Right? John's probably pissed out and everything.
You think so?
Dude.
Man, it was like, you know, dude went down there. It was a good place for him to, you know, take a rest. They left the light on for him. And it was... It was a whole lot. I mean,
does
it was
he get
just,
to go again though?
I'm
just saying. Come on, man. If I'm going and I'm like, I'm almost there and I hit a mattress, come on, man.
Right, right. And it
seems like that's an automatic do over.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
Do over, huh?
I'm just saying.
Hey,
I think I should be able to do it again.
I think so too. If I, you know, took my time, all the time out of my life to practice to do this. And the fact that y'all had a mattress down here that I didn't know about,
so
I would have
horrible.
You know, I would have went around it or went over it.
Well, I'm sure he
skills.
Didn't see it.
Dude.
I'm just going with I'm
you're
guessing.
A kayak before?
Right, he's like going backwards.
It's gonna go where you go.
There was one report that we cannot say whether this is a true report or not. It says that there was a couple of the natives that thought that little river was their way to the U.S., so they jumped on the mattress.
You know what?
They ain't
had to be you.
Was, they ain't know it was a closed course, Nate.
Damn.
They jumped over the fence and they running. They actually think they in America. They just running.
Oh.
They don't know they still in Brazil.
Oh. Okay. Well, maybe they thought the mattress was actually like a kayak.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They're
trying
to float the safety.
And then when the water got into it.
And they actually think they jumped the border and they in Ocean City.
Not the border.
Ocean City.
First of all.
I'm just saying.
Wait, did y'all see? Okay, I don't know if you're about to move on from the Brazil, but. Did y'all see the video of, like, the dudes walking around, like, the younger guys walking around robbing people?
Heard about it.
Oh my gosh, I started to watch that video and I had to stop. I said, okay,
Break it down.
It is literally like you walking down the street, like boop, 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 mind your business. Uh-huh. And like a kid will come up and either like snatch your shit and like run, or just snatch your, like, let's say if you have shades on your head, snatch the shades off your head and keep it moving and look at you like,
they,
what?
They running all kinds of schemes.
Yeah, oh, or yeah. Like you'll like, because they showed a video of like these three people. One lady had a crossbody, and a crossbody, for, you know, for the guys that don't know, it's a purse where you have it like over your shoulder and it kind of hangs on the side. And they were walking, like this one guy was like, not guy, kid was walking behind them, and they kept looking back like, why is this dude up on us like this? And they kept looking back, looking back. I was like, what? You just gonna jack three people and take her purse and think you gonna run? And there was like some older person.
I've actually seen that shit on a movie. You remember
City of God? Oh, no. Hostel.
Well, I don't know if it was Hostel, but Hostel 2, I think. But there was like a little gang of kids, and they were going around actually terrorizing tourists.
Yeah,
I mean, snatching their shit.
Well, this is a real life.
Right. This is actually real life.
Yeah. But that's
why.
No,
City
I mean,
of
but
God,
I'm saying, yeah, it's real. Yeah. Right. So right. I mean,
yeah, City of God is a real story.
Yeah. So it's like, you want to be able to go to like another country and have a good time, but you know, like you want to walk down the street and think you cool. But then they had this one part where it was like, I want to say like three or four of them following this one guy, and you can tell he felt like something was happening, so he was like, he would turn and then they would be right behind him, and he would do this, like turn another way and they'd be right behind him, and he was just like, what the fuck, you know? And like people that, like even older people, like they had bags, and they like one kid would just come up and like snatch it.
Mm-hmm.
And not you know how people normally like run, snatch it and just be like, what?
Right.
And then keep walking and then walk. But then one guy was like, he messed with the wrong person, of course. And he was just like, wop, 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 wop. And the kid was like, whoa, and like try to start to run away.
Oh, yeah?
He was like, and he followed him. I'm going to have to show y'all this video, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is why I don't need to go to Brazil, because then I don't want to have to fight people in the streets, because that's not cool.
Wow. Whew. Okay. Moving on. Kanye, this Brahma, for some reason, has this throne. Dethroned the king of pop, Michael Jackson. Okay, now apparently Kanye has 21 Grammys sitting on his comfortable mantle at home. Okay, now the rap artist, okay, is a legend with all his people. Man, apparently he, on the, let me see, Ye earned his 40th to top single and the Billboards, which overthrown Michael Jackson's 40th top single on a Billboards. So this Bama is actually took over Michael Jackson's throne with the 42nd to the 40th top on the list, including male artists with the most top 40 singles on Billboard. Okay, so apparently, you know, Kanye has done his thing, man. He's top Michael Jackson's 40th single. So that's pretty cool, I think. What y'all think?
Yeah.
I think we kind of figured out what you were getting
at. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Sound like Jay-Z talking about the 40-40
curve. I was like, the 40th in the 4th, and then the 40th, and then the 4th on the 40.
Yeah.
And the 4th, and 40, and good night.
And good night.
God bless and good night. No, that's dope. I mean, hey, people like him again, I guess. I don't know.
But yeah. but yet he still doesn't have the same appeal as one Mr. Jackson.
Never. Well, yeah. Right. Never, ever.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Kanye. Man, you're doing your thing. You're doing
big
your
up.
Thing. But, I think it's because Kanye, I don't know whether it's because of his music or his persona. You know what I'm saying?
His narcissism.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'll say combo.
A little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On a quick story, man, Pepper, Salt and Pepper, man, they was doing their thing at some little benefit that they were having, and I think it was the 90s features in Brooklyn. Whatever. But Pepper thought it was a good idea to jump over, I think it was a railing or whatever, to try to jump on a speaker. But it wasn't a good look, because she missed the speakers and fell to the floor, man. Y'all had to see it, though. This shit was, not going to say hilarious.
I will.
When you get that old, you should not do those type things.
Certain shit you can't
stay
do.
Stay on stage.
I mean, unless you've been working out where you, what's those little joints where you work out, you can like jump on and then you jump up and then you keep going higher. The little step joints.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I'm going to say no on her.
Get your lips wet because it's time to have pep.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Or not.
And don't step. All right. Well, that concludes my diagnosis. Well,
hold on, before we get out of here.
Oh, okay.
I just want to have a moment of silence. I don't know if any of you guys heard that we've lost one of hip-hop's greatest artists, one of the most lyrical genius to ever grace the microphone. And Baba has announced that he is officially retired. When I was eight, as a rapper. In that backyard game playing, watching Snoop anxiously and waiting for my chance, man. You know, I sat for like 4 hours today, and I asked myself, how am I, as a lover of music, as an appreciator of art, how am I going to move forward in my life knowing that Bow Wow's not going to drop nothing else?
I feel like you'll go on. I'll talk you through it.
I don't think you guys
I'm
understand.
I'm going
what's
to
going
talk
on.
You through it.
Who else is going to make hits like Fresh as I'm Is?
How long ago? You ain't Fresh as I'm Is.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey. Now, was that Lil Bow Wow or was that Bow Wow?
I think that was Bow Wow. I think he's bigger. I mean, not like literally, because he's always been the same height.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that was just Bow Wow.
I don't know about you, but for everyone that feels the way I feel right now, I would like for you to all join me in launching an email jihad against Sierra, because it's her fucking fault.
That's her fault.
Because since she left him, he ain't never been the same. How long ago since he had a hit? Okay, a long time ago. About the same time.
Can we say hashtag bring Bow Wow back? I'm sorry. Bring Lil Bow Wow back. I don't know. It just depends on.
Yeah. I don't know. When he first came out, though,
yeah.
Dog.
When he was eight.
He was little, adorable. Was, yeah. When him was Snoop.
That
man,
was similar.
It was tight. He was tight, though, man. It seemed like the rappers, when they were, you know, little something, they were tight. And then when they tried to change it.
But see, it's in the contract. Else. Once you get taller than Jermaine Dupri, you no longer can use little. Even though you still are.
Okay, that's when your shit stops. Okay.
But anyway. I would like to, I would just like to declare August 8th, little Bow Wow Day, and just go in your archives, just pull out all the little Bow Wow you got, and just bump that shit in unison, man. 12 o'clock tomorrow, we just all gonna play Bow Wow music.
AM or PM, Eastern Standard Time, or
just whenever your shit say 12. Your clock broke and it's stuck on 12. Right. Don't stop playing that shit.
Okay, all right then.
Just play.
What about the movie he was in? Was he in one or two movies?
I feel like it was two.
I know he was in Like Mike.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
All About the Benjamin.
So. Yeah. All that good shit.
Yeah. All right. Well, that pretty much concludes my diagnosis. Let's... Oh, Queen. We were talking about something.
Oh, just real quick, the story. It was a story about the, if you're in the DMV, you probably have heard it by now. It was an argument between a caterer and somebody that worked at a venue, and the guy that worked at the venue stabbed and killed the lady that was a caterer just because she may have taken chairs that didn't belong to her, or she took her chairs.
Stopping him from taking chairs.
Right. No, no. She was taking chairs that belonged to her, and he thought they belonged to the venue. Mm. And so either way it worked out, she got killed over chairs. Mm-hmm. Like,
this was while they were catering someone's wedding.
Right. Right. I'm like, man, come on. You gonna kill somebody over some damn chairs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you were afraid you were gonna lose your job, or I don't know what was your deal, but you gonna stab somebody over some goddamn chairs.
Now listen, I ain't trying to assume nothing here, but you said she got stabbed.
She got stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
What was the race of the person
You know what?
I'm just asking a question.
It was a Latino dude that stabbed her to a black lady that got stabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Just
be stabbing
damn. Right.
I mean, they do.
Right.
I mean, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, you have, it's a wedding, you're having a great time, food is flowing, drinks are flowing, everything's good. Mm-hmm. You know, you're about, you like, you're cleaning up because now, you know, the party's over. And I disagree with you over, wait, is that your chair or is that my chair? Right. Or is that the venue's chair or my chair? Again, the venue, not yours. Because
mm-hmm.
you don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to stab me and I'm going to die. And you can go to jail for the... Okay, great. You can go to jail for the rest of your life off of some bullshit. But that's cool.
I don't think that it is right that you accuse us of stabbing people.
Come on, man. I'm just saying. That's, I don't know. That just really bothered me. Because, I mean, there's so many things and it's a lot of social unrest out here in these streets. And for somebody to be stabbed over something that stupid, it really bothered me today.
Okay.
Okay.
It may be stupid to you, but in our country, a chair is a very serious thing. As your man says, Luther Vandross, a chair is still a chair. But a chair to us is a house.
Oh. Are you not okay? Okay. All right. Okay. Well. Okay. Right.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I have a lot of Latino friends and stuff like
some
that.
Some of your best friends are Latino?
Some of them are.
Sure.
But when it comes to certain positions, some of them take them a little too far. Now, I'm gonna say like in a security guard, our capacity. You know, you can see them. You can see just like, okay. See, I'm gonna sound real racist when I say this.
Please don't.
But some of the Africans, when they get certain like at a hotel, when they're concierges or someone that maybe I don't know, but they take it a little too seriously. Maybe it's me.
When it comes to lawn and gardening, it is a very serious thing for us.
Oh gosh!
You tell me, who is going to sell oranges like us?
Are you not okay? All right,
I don't know. Maybe it's me.
That concludes your diagnosis? Is that what you were about to say?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That concludes your diagnosis.
That's
we got a lot
question,
of more.
That's a question for all our listeners out there. We got a lot of more coming up. Y'all stay tuned.
Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the In Deep Show. IDS. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show as you always do. We really, really appreciate it, guys. So you know how to reach us, indeepshow@yahoo.com, 202. Wait, I just forgot the number like that quick.
750-1437.
What?
Wow.
I just wanted to see anybody was on board with me. Oh, well, I knew you would be.
I said wow.
Josh, he just got here, so okay. Yeah. Anyway.
I said wow.
So that counts.
Special,
wow.
Special effects.
Okay, wow. All right, so the question, I'm going to paraphrase it from last week. Have you ever thought about your own mortality? Have you? Start thinking about it, Josh, because I'm going to come to you after I finish this feedback, okay?
Okay.
So I'm giving you a heads up, okay?
Have I ever thought about my own mortality?
Right. I mean, I know you're a youngin', but think about it. All right, so let me get to this feedback right here. And I'm going to say I just kind of scanned through it, and I was like, I almost got a little verklempt for this feedback right here. So it goes, the best part of my days is when I come home and pick up my baby girl. Later that day, I take my son to football practice, and I cap it off with a goofy weekend with the family. I actually think about death a lot these days. Not so much as of how I would die, but the thought of not being here and leaving my family and friends. After losing both of my parents, reality went from clear to crisp HD mode for me. Both had health issues. For some, we often have thoughts that certain tragic events wouldn't happen to us. I believe it doesn't have to necessarily have to happen to you to feel the pain. Losing folks around you is devastating enough, especially if you're close to them. Sometimes I cry when I have alone time with my kids because you drift off and think about seeing them, not seeing them, or being in that moment with them. The family and I recently took a trip to Nashville for a family reunion and a 5th-year anniversary. The wife doesn't do well with turbulence on a plane. She was a bit nervous during those moments. I have a different outlook on life. We can't run from death. You can't cheat death. With that understanding and knowing that our time will be called, I simply just told her, look, we'll be okay. If by chance this plane drops out of the sky, at least we'll go down together, right? That shit didn't work. LOL. But I really felt that way. And at the end of the day, enjoy life with the many friends and the family that's in your life. Create that bucket list and do shit that will satisfy your life appetite. Ever since I came back from Nashville, I told the wife I'm going to be traveling more, both with and without the fam. So don't to everybody that receives this message, he's saying don't try it. I will try as well, and that's, you know, don't worry about dying. Worry about being unsatisfied before dying. So that was from BTG, Baylor the Great. And he said, P.S. And I love y'all. Oh, Doc, chill out on the nicotine. Don't speed up that death date. So, yeah, I was like,
you know what? Hold up.
That's real, though.
Let me come in. Let me come in on it.
All right.
On a serious tip. I stopped smoking as of Saturday.
Shut up, Mark.
Nope.
That's what's up.
I know.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doc, for real? Saturday.
Yeah.
You don't see nothing in this problem.
I don't have no cigarettes.
You know what? And you, no. Oh my gosh, you did not say I'll be right back on before we. Doc.
That's Saturday.
That's what's up.
Salute.
Thank you.
Was it like something?
I'm going to need all you guys' support.
You got
you
it.
You know, but.
But there really been, isn't any.
What?
No, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm looking. There really isn't anything in your pockets.
No.
Well, did you get a pack of cigarettes?
And you know what? I was not even going to say anything. You know, I was going, wow. I was going to chill out for, about a week or so and just like, look, it's been a month, y'all.
What was the catalyst? Like, what happened?
Well, I told y'all on the last show, it was, I'm not going to say a near death experience, but you know, it's been a while since I couldn't catch my breath like that.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I tried to stop smoking in the day, and I did. But sometimes it takes...
I'm going to be honest with you. I take full blame for that.
What?
The before? Because
he had stopped smoking once before.
Oh, you started.
And I didn't know nothing about it. But it was his birthday, and I brought some cigars.
Yeah.
And it was like from that point on,
kind of got
back on the...
That too.
But that's okay. So moving forward.
But yeah. But when the asthma thing started kicking in, that was it. That was it.
All right, I'm gonna start bugging you about this.
I mean, you can bug me about it.
You can do it.
It's done.
That's what's up.
It's done. I'm telling you, I've done it before.
No, I said that. No, I'm like super excited for you. I'm like, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I mean, in BTG, I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm trying to think about all the feedback that he's ever sent. Like, mm-hmm. I think this is the one that touched me the most, you know, that I haven't, like, well, I'm going to keep it real. I have nothing negative to say or no comeback
right.
for any of the feedback, you know, I just read. Because,
right.
I mean, because I feel like that was real. You know what I mean?
But you know what, though? I felt that beforehand, and that's why I said I really wanted to hear from him, and I wanted to hear from Rude Boy, because for some reason, you know, just from the lighthearted conversations and stuff that we have, and being able to see the things that they talk about and post on Facebook, I know what their family means to them.
Sure.
And so I was really anxious to hear what they had to say.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, or I'll say I don't remember, or I didn't know. I don't know which one it is, but I didn't know he no longer has both parents with him.
I didn't know that either.
But I do agree with the part where he was saying that, you know, he's going to be open to traveling more, whether it's with the family or without the family, because, you know, I'm all about you should travel.
That's right.
And
That's
live right. life, and you have to, you know, just go and make things happen for you, and experience new things. I think that's super important. So, okay, Josh, Little Bits, Youngin, or the Youngin in the Room,
or J Dub,
right? Or J Dub. Oh, I don't remember that shit.
Yeah.
Or J Dub.
One of them.
So, I'll ask you the question. You know, being young. I mean, because, you know, BTG is probably, I guess, I don't know if he's close in age or the same age, or so have you ever thought about your own mortality?
Probably not. I mean, you never know when your car's going to get punched. So I always know that, you know, every day is a promise. So I try to live every day like it's last, you know, take it one day at a time. That's all you can do. You can't plan for the next day and next day. You just got to take it one day at a time. But, you know, my mom always used to tell me, you know, I'm not always going to be here. And she's true. If she could believe in it, why can't I? So I always try to take it one day at a time. That's all I can do. So I really don't think about it. I know I'm going to go one day. You just never know when.
Yeah, I agree with that. But for some reason, a lot of times I think people that are younger, like, I don't think, like, and maybe even sometimes younger than you. I don't know. But, like, I think they don't think about, you know, when their number could be up.
You know,
or, I mean, unless they live in, like, a serious situation where it's, like, maybe violence or you know, or something's always popping off in their neighborhood or whatever, or they're involved in something they shouldn't be involved in, then I think they think about, like, oh, I probably won't make it to, you know, 20 or 24 or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, I think if you're, you know, if you're living, like, I'll say, I don't want to say right, but you're living like decent, you know, and, you know, you're probably not always thinking about, oh, you know, today is going to be today or tomorrow's going to be today or whatever. You know, I think, like, you would probably more think, I'm living my life. I'm doing me. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Da 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 da. But you're, you know, probably in situations that are probably not the best situations for you. You know, so I think for you to be mindful and BTG to be mindful and other people out there to be mindful of it, you know, I think that's real cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, even though we're talking about like death, but still, I think that's cool to know that even at that age, you need to be mindful of your life and live it.
I mean, it takes a while for you to realize, you know, how lucky it is to see another day. You know right. what I mean? Yeah, you know, you wake up, you see another day. I guess they call it a blessing, right?
Oh, sure. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's jump into some more feedback here.
What's going on, IDS? It's your boy, Real Boy Anthem. A few minutes, I call in. Come here to answer the mortality. I can't even say that word right. But yeah, so basically, you know, I'm a truck driver. I really don't think about it too much, you know. I'm a parent, you know, soon expecting a little girl. Should be due in September. I think I was letting Queen Need know about that. But yeah, other than that, I just, you know, try to drive safe, you know, without my work or, you know, my personal car, my motorcycle. I don't do nothing too stupid. Let's see, I, you know, keep up with my health, you know, watch what I eat. You know, you'd be surprised, you know, what kind of stuff be out here, you know. They make it look good, but, you know, really deep inside, there's some bad, bad food out here. But other than that, you know, I'm a faithful guy, you know, I believe in God, you know. As y'all know, you know, I came from Rwanda, so I skipped death a couple times. You know, been to different countries, so, you know, I'm really, you know, pretty thankful to be alive today. So other than that, you know, try to stay safe on the streets. Right now, there's a big thing about transsexuals. You know, they suicide by truck. I don't know if y'all heard about that. So basically, what they do, a lot of the transsexual folks, when they're tired of life, they wait till it's dark outside and they just jump in front of a semi truck, man. You know, I heard that about two FedEx drivers that killed a couple folks, man. One of them barely killed them, though. One of them killed one. The other one barely killed him. But yeah, that's the thing going on, man. Suicide by truck. I don't know if y'all heard about that. But other than that, man, I just keep on trucking. Hopefully, you know, I don't hit nobody. Nobody hits me. And that's about it, family. All right, y'all take it easy now. Keep doing y'all thing. And this is the horn for y'all. Nah, it's too dark for me to sound the horn. But all right, y'all. Y'all take it easy. Peace. Rude Boy signing out. Yay!
Good boy.
Good job.
Okay, before y'all get in one of this, how you barely gonna kill somebody?
Like, that's what I was wondering.
Right, I'm like, same thing. Like, I mean, I want to get serious. Thank you, Fury Styles. But I mean, I'm like, barely kill. What? Okay.
Maybe so, one jumped out in front of me, you know.
Probably so, hit him and...
So he almost died. Died. Almost no, I know, but you know we have to bother everybody. I'm just saying. That's what we do. But
I know they just jump in front of your truck.
That's some wild shit.
Yeah, no.
I would, I mean.
Yeah, that's
too late. If you jump in front of my truck, depending on what speed I'm going, hey, that's your ass.
I would, I mean.
Yike.
Dude named Rude Boy, so if a tranny jump in front of Rude Boy, I'm just saying.
He's gonna try.
I'm just gonna pull over at the next CVS and get me a new Depends. Cause I'm gonna jump in front of my shit.
Come on, man. Listen, I saw the picture of the truck he dropped. Oh, you gone. So, I would think if anybody was doing something like that, that would be. I need to go lay down, and I'm gonna be in like a little fetus position because I'm gonna have a hard time. You know, even though it wasn't my fault, but I'm still going to have a hard time with that. But anyway, I would like to say congratulations on the baby girl that's coming.
Oh,
right. Sure. So that's super dope and super awesome. He is a boy and now he's going to have a girl.
All right.
I think that's great. But see, that's different because he says he doesn't think about it. I mean, he is in his faith and he feels... like, you know, he goes out there and he's blessed and he prays and he's prayed up. And so it's not on his mind.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? So where other people, they think about it, you know, and it's a thing for them, you know. So I respect that because it's a different opinion. So I think that's cool, you know. Rude boy.
I'd say.
I knew it'd be cool. Actually, as you said, it'd be cool hearing from him and BTG, you know, be able to great seeing like the seeing what they both had to say, and it was I don't know, it was cool.
It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It was cool to hear the different perspectives.
Right, you know? Right. Especially hearing from both of them. We ain't heard from them in a minute. Right? No? Yes? No?
Kind of feel like they're always there.
Yeah, right.
I mean, maybe not necessarily like on mic or in email, but they're always there.
It's just like those little angels that's always on your shoulder all the time. No matter what questions you have.
Right.
Always have good answers.
All right, so I'm gonna switch lanes real quick. Okay. So since we're talking about Rude Boy, so he's curious, Doc. Like, what do you, like, who do you work for or who do you drive for? Because, I mean, we know who he works for.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows you're, like, kind of in the same, you know, field as him.
Always in the streets all the time.
Always in the streets. Yeah, he said, be easy with the loading zones, though. Or the no loading zone, because you just be parking wherever the hell you feel like parking. Okay. So he said, be careful with that. But he wants to know.
Okay.
I got two loading zone tickets in my car. I got to fight right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah?
So both of y'all seem like y'all just be parking wherever you want to park.
They violated us. Our vans is specifically marked.
It's hard, man. I work for a linen company, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the company that I work for, we have to pay half of our fucking tickets.
Right.
You know. And it gets to be kind of, I don't know, kind of a conflict of interest because you're trying to service your account, but at the same time you're trying to rush to do it so you won't get the ticket, and you fucking end up, you know, not only fucking up servicing your account and trying to get the fuck out of there before you get a ticket. But then you got your company calling you. Then you got your company calling you saying, well, Mark, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. It's because I got to pay half this motherfucking ticket, man. I'm trying to hurry up and service these people before I get a fucking ticket, man. And there's a few accounts that I have like that, you know. But
you got to park on the side like you were Uber or something, right?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but
I already know.
It's getting to the point now where I'm just going to take my fucking time, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't pay to try to hurry up and service it. Because
can you park in loading zones?
Yeah, when I can park in the loading zone.
So you
say
when you have space, because most of the time it's taken up, right?
Most of the time it's taken up by a fucking personal driver that's not supposed
in a Honda.
To be in, right, in a personal car. That's not supposed to be in a loading zone.
I kind of feel like he knows what you're talking
about. I got Bud Light on the side of my van.
Mm-hmm.
Company name, everything on the side.
Right.
You know, you pull up, you see the Toyota, you see the Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they might be in the car. You looking at them like, they say commercial vehicles only, right?
None of them, man. But they don't seem to see that.
Yeah, but I guess my car ain't a commercial vehicle, even though we deliver beer, 75% mm-hmm. of the time?
Mm-hmm. Just a really quick side note. I will say my friend and I accidentally parked in a commercial space because in DC the signs were a little confusing, and we came back and was like, "Oh shit, that's $100 ticket."
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Very well.
Yeah, there's
so I gave her half because I felt bad too, because I mean, we, you know how like the signs really are like, go they point this way, it'll say one thing and they point another way, they'll say something totally different, then they'll have like another sign that's contradicting the other sign,
right?
That's contradicting the other sign.
Trust me, I could show you one if I could find it.
Right, I'm just saying. So it's like you get a little bit like, oh wait, so we can park here or should we not? Can we
check this one out?
Okay, that's like 3,000 signs right there.
17 signs to tell somebody what
don't,
to park like.
No park. You can park there, but don't park between this time and this time. But don't. It's 2-hour parking, but don't park here.
You can park here as long as you pay.
But don't park. Yeah, so like, that's what I'm saying. So DC sometimes is confusing, for the record.
So if I'm just saying, chicken in DC, contested 95% of the time, contested. If you right, ain't pay your meter, go home and pay the $30.
Yeah, that's different.
That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Man. I got caught in the rain one time. You know, I figured in the rain, nobody was gonna give tickets in the rain. I came outside 2 minutes later.
Ticket.
I got their ticket. In the rain, you was petty, you know. And to be a ticket meter maid, you what? Gotta be a spiteful.
Hope that was right. It at the how end of the that? Month though? Because did I meet my quota? Because if I ain't meet my quota, you all can get some.
That could have been.
And I have an umbrella. That how it works, I have an umbrella, and I can write tickets in the rain. So hold up.
Well,
just saying.
Why would you get the Bud Light van though? I supply the city with the goodness. You all right. Know what I mean?
You park where you weren't supposed to park. The, you can get some.
Get the Toyota Corolla in front of me. Get the whatever in front of him. Don't get the Bud Light, man. I'm out here doing good.
But you know what though? Yeah, you can I get noticed some too. Though, I, most of the time I get my tickets is when I'm double parked. And that's because somebody's taking up the fucking load zone spot, man. You know? And what I try to do, every chance I get, is block them motherfuckers in.
Okay.
Block them in. Exactly. If you're in the loan zone, exactly, block them in. But sure, I still get a ticket.
That's how they do it. Block them in on M Street.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to be in the loan zone spot, all right. You bleep, not gonna bleep, 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 bleep. Yeah.
That's what you do, huh? All right.
That's what I do.
Okay. Well, again, with Rude Boy. So he asked us a question. I want to actually ask this because you talked about this, Doc, on your diagnosis. I don't know if you remember this. So, I mean, it was very vague, the question he asked, but I remember that, what was her name? Toya? No, not Toya. Whose brother was it? Oh, no, it was Nicki Minaj, her brother. Mm-hmm. So, remember the whole molesty kind of thing.
Right.
So, okay.
Right,
so, he said, I'd ask question. If your brother was a child molester and was either found guilty or not yet, would you still talk to him? And or still have him as a brother? Okay, I should have probably read this question a little bit better. Also, even if it was a blood cousin, an uncle, a best friend, like what would you do? He said, me, I would be completely done with the dude. He said, I have no hearts for dude who look and want underage humans he thinks is sick. So if you so let's say if like Nicki Minaj, like if that was you, that your brother was in trouble and doing all the shit he was doing with underage kids, what would you do?
I mean, I would cut him off.
You would or would not?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't cut him off. I would want to hear his side of the story. I'm not going to cut him off just because of something he done. I'd be like, you know, look, talk to me, man.
You got
to
hear the explanation first.
Right. I'm not going to just cut him off from the get-go. All right. I'm going to hear him, you know. I'm going to hear his side of the story, and I guess I will have to, you know, assess it from that. I'm not going to just cut him off just because of what he did. Right. Maybe he had I'm not going to say an excuse for what he did, but I just want to hear him out first.
Right.
You know, and if right. And if I can't talk him out of his ways or why he did it, then I'm going to say, well, you on your own from now, dog. Right. You on your own from here.
There's only
on
a couple ways that could go, right?
Yeah, you
all
know what
I'm
saying? All
they could say is, I like y'all.
You know, but I'm not just going to cut him off because of what he did.
Right.
You know, I need to hear your side of the story. That's what I say.
So, Josh, that's all you have to say?
I mean, it's only a couple. What's the explanation? It's only three explanations you could get. The first one's probably going to be, I mean, not first, second, or third, but these are three things you probably hear. It's either I like young girl, I thought she was older, or I got a problem. I need to go in. You know what I'm saying?
I think you have to look at the situation and kind of figure out, is this, I mean, it's kind of hard to really word it. Because the bottom line is, it's a sickness of some sort. It's some sort of illness. and I guess in some way you have to kind of find out, are they cognitive of what they're doing? Do they see the wrong in what they're doing? Or, you know, they don't realize it, or they don't see it as being bad or wrong.
Right.
Either way, I don't think I would stop talking to them, but I would advocate for them to be in a place where that can't happen, whether it's jail or some sort of reformatory, something where they have no access.
Right.
You know, I would visit them in jail. I would, you know, talk to them when I could or whatever. I mean, it's a disgusting sickness that we don't want to talk about, but it's a sickness just like any other.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't really think you can just cut them off and just, you know, be like, I'm never going to speak to you again. You know, even if it's coming from the point of it being sort of just devious, like, and destructive, like, you know, you have to know it's first and foremost, it's an illness, and you have to,
right?
You know, you have to address it as such.
Right.
There you go.
And as long as, like I said, as long as they're locked away, then it's probably the best thing for them.
Right.
Then on top of that, I think you try to need to find out exactly what the onus is. I mean, what made you, you know, decide to do that? You know, as opposed to just putting you away and that's it, you know, forget
right,
about him.
Right.
You know, talk to the dude. You know, try to, you know, give him a psychiatrist or psychologist or whatever to try to, you know, like they do on CSI or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, you know, try to help the dude as opposed to just putting him away.
Right.
And just, you know, well, shit, fuck, if you do that, shit, when he come back out, shit, right, you do it.
So what if you're a multiple time offender and you have a reputation or you have a...
one of the red dots.
I don't know what that means, but...
You know, the sex offender.
Oh, okay. I mean, you have a reputation and... Or maybe you haven't been convicted of anything yet, but you still have a reputation of being with young people or whatever, and it's like... You know, and you know, like that's your, like you said, it's your brother or it's your cousin or your uncle or a, you know, or a friend of yours. Does that change the narrative if you know that they're doing this multiple times?
Well, I would say if you were a multiple offender, okay, and you never had anybody try to talk to you or try to figure out, you know, where the root of your sickness, you know, somebody's trying to talk to you. If not, of course you're going to keep on doing it. You know, if you have nobody trying to talk to you and trying to help you, shit, you're going to keep on doing it. I would, you know, but if not, then, you know, hey, what are you going to do? Bottom line is, if you never really had anybody to try to talk to you, to try to help you do it, to try to help you get over it, you're going to keep on doing it. If not...
Okay, I understand what you're saying. So, okay. Well, folks, in Deep Show at yahoo.com, 202-1437. If you want to leave a voicemail, I mean... That's a real question. I mean, you know, Doc talked about it a couple shows ago, and so Rude Boy asked about it. Yeah. I don't know. I just kind of feel like if it's multiple, you got a problem.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? And you need to be under the jail, but that's just my opinion. So, Harry Styles. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.
You don't know who you are. You're back back into your past, brother. Look back into your past, sister.
You don't know who you are. Look back into your past, sister. Look back into your past, brother.
You don't know who you are. Look back into your past, brother. Look back into your past, sister.
You don't know who you are. Look back into your past, sister. Look back into your past, brother. Africa. Talk about mother.
All right. Africa. So it's time to go at it on Acknowledge Your History once again.
Talk about mother Africa.
To the new people in the room, the rules go as follows. I'm going to play an original or I'm going to play a sample. You have to tell me what the other is, either the original or the sample or what have you.
Talk about mother Africa.
All right.
All right.
Africa. Talk about mother Africa.
If you know it, artist and title will be great. And here we go.
That's Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah. Relax Yourself. No, who's the original, though?
I just know Electric Relaxation.
Tribe Called Quest. That's my dog.
Relaxation.
Thank you.
Also heard on the Wayans Brothers.
There you go.
It's good. Shot that one down pretty quick. All right. Since that one went so quick, kind of figured it would. Easy one. I'm going to go to this next one here. There's actually two on this one. I think the first one will be very easy. The second one will be much difficult. We've done this one before, but we did it years ago, so I think it's been enough time for y'all to have forgotten it.
You know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right? Everybody, the good old days, the good old days. Well, let's talk about the good old days.
Wu-Tang Clan?
Come to think of it as...
Uh-oh.
As bad as we think
can
they
it be
are,
so simple?
Will... Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line?
Second time you heard
and
it, you
if we had the chance to do it all again.
All right. That's good.
That's why I told you to bring them on.
Could we memory?
Baby, you gotta get this loop. As you said,
Wu-Tang. Well, let's talk about the good old days.
All right, so there's a second sample on this song. I don't know if you'll be able to remember this one. It's very obscure.
Everybody's talking about the good old days, right?
I'll get it closer to the sample and you tell me if you remember it.
What's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget. So the last time we will
know that one, Josh?
I don't know that. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm trying.
Let me go ahead one more time.
What's too painful to remember? We simply choose to forget.
it's a very, very obscure sample. This was used by Freeway on a song called When They Remember.
Damn. So long since I heard this song.
That's right, let's go. Constantly towing a pistol when I rap, and so official when I rap. Him in the
beard
game,
is epic. Back.
Jumped off, now I'm scoring like Shaq. I slow trying, yeah, I'm touring the
beard
map.
Wanna get up in.
And when I'm back in the hood, a Benz coupe and put the roof
beard
in the back.
On.
Got my strapper on my lap, so I'm good, yeah. Chrome freezer, you would definitely
lose. All right. And that was today's episode of Acknowledge Your History.
Talk about Mother Africa. Talk about Father Africa. Africa is the mother of civilization on the planet Earth. Africa, where science.
All right. So, we gotta get out of here. Hour is late. So, J-Dub, just follow along and you'll be able to pick this up real quick. Doctor!
Let me see. Two fingers to my crew for being in the house. What's up, y'all? Love you, love you, love you, love you. Let me see. One finger to those motherfucking cab drivers. What's the ones that have the red and the gray stripes?
That'll be all of them.
Them motherfuckers, man.
Somebody
dog.
In D.C.?
Man. D.C.? What? Man. Fuck all of you guys, man. Fuck all of you. What, the Africans? I shouldn't. Okay. Fuck all the cab drivers that drive the cabs with the red and the gray stripes.
You know all you of bastards. Them have that. Yeah.
You motherfuckers.
So you basically all of them.
Fuckers. God damn it.
One Queen.
Finger. Those are my one fingers.
Okay. Let's see. Two fingers. I will still go to friendship and travel. Because, you know, you got to get it in. You got to enjoy life. You have to do you. I'm going to do multiple. And to Rude Boy and BTG, that feedback was, it was epic. It was everything to me. And, you know, learn some new stuff from y'all. So I don't really have a one finger. I'll give it to somebody else. So I'll save it for next week because... I just feel like, life is short. I choose to revel in the positive instead of negative.
J-Dub.
All right. So, my two fingers is going to my cousin. He heading back to college again next week, West Virginia.
Woo-woo. Shout out to college.
Yeah. Go do your thing. Support your squad.
Yeah.
Support your school. I'm out here for you. I'm a mission.
Aww.
Yeah. All right.
So do you have a one finger that you want to give somebody?
Man.
You don't have to. If it's not in your soul and not in your spirit,
it's
you don't have
there.
To.
It's well, definitely bring, in well, there, but I don't got nobody to give it to right now.
It could be. It doesn't have to be a person. It could be a thing, a feeling, an emotion. That's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah, I don't think I got.
That's
I
what's
got
up.
Yeah, I really yeah. don't got it to give it.
That's
one out right
no
now.
One give her one finger for getting a last minute assignment at 5 o'clock to
uh-oh. Drive. Uh-oh. Well,
yeah.
He handled it, so he
Donald,
ain't got it.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's
nobody
what's up.
Gonna give one for me, man. I'm a nice guy. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
That's what's up. And a cutie for the ladies out there that are listening.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Oh, God.
He is. Come on, Mark. He cute.
What? You asked me for confirmation? I'm the wrong one.
Mark, don't answer that, please. Please. Right. Please don't answer that, dog. Don't do that.
Come on, you can say he's so kill.
I gotta handle these things over here.
You can say he's so kill.
I appreciate you handling those things and not pausing it too.
And not handling that thing. What?
Yeah, he didn't pause it.
Two fingers.
Fury Styles, two fingers.
Two fingers to should just be in order. It's been out of order for a long time. Things are, at least for the moment, in order. One finger to getting last minute messages that you have 1 year of testing and certifications to do in 2 months.
True that.
I'll leave that.
See, that could have been your one finger, but you just...
Well, nah,
I'm just saying.
No.
It's like, wait.
I kind of took it, with the bullet balls.
Take that.
Oh, Lord. All
right. Well, it is definitely been a blast. Thank J-Dub for sitting in with us.
Hey, I got it right. J-Dub.
I thank you for having me.
Riding through.
Yay.
And definitely thank my crew for making it happen. As they do week to week. For anyone and everyone that is waiting on the next installment of the Dating Show, please thank you for being patient. We are trying to get these schedules together. Summer is drawing to a near end, and people are having to get back to the grind of their daily. So we will we'll have that to you soon. Hopefully. Yeah, it'll be soon. Gotcha on that. But as always, in closing, we would like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of